From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone. It was back in 1992 that Springsteen noted those 57 channels and nothing on. His music video ended with a cool car crashing through a wall of televisions. I mean, back in 92, there was a lot of relative nothing.
My guests today are all in relationships, but they've also got something else in common. They're all cheating.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Next on Baywatch.
Finally there, to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
But now, on TV and online, in entertainment and news and podcasts and music and databases and apps of every imaginable kind, there are literally millions of channels, and there is plenty on. Some of it simply fantastic.
Winter is coming, and dark things will come with it.
As for me, I'm just the lowly House Majority Whip. I keep things moving in a Congress choked by pettiness and lassitude.
I don't want Jaguar. I want Chevy. I don't want Mohawk. I want American. I don't want Dunlop. I want Firestone.
I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No, I am the one who knocks.
Many declared the 2010s to be the golden age of content. In fact, we shall so stipulate. This is a golden age of content, and video is just part of it. The internet offers a breathtaking bounty of games.
And mortals must battle to keep the gods alive.
Music.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Utility.
Well, y was equal to p times x, so y divided by x is going to be the same thing as p times x.
Journalism.
I'm Emmy Kalawale in the Washington Post newsroom. Here's what's driving the day.
And random weirdness.
Oh my God, look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
Almost all of it at a loss.
Yes, the golden age of content is brought to you in large part by volunteers, underpaid former well-paid pros, and venture capitalists, betting on an unknowable future.
This week, we spend the hour in pursuit of the answer to the question that has merciless masters of the universe tossing in their beds, dreaming of drowning in seas of red ink.
As far back as we can remember, media was among the most lucrative industries on Earth. The symbiosis of mass media and mass marketing was a path paved with profit for the entertainment and information industries. But today's cheap and relatively simple technology have lowered the barriers of entry into that world, yielding a nearly infinite glut of stuff, brilliant and otherwise, to compete for audience and funding from every other thing out there, whether made by Warner Brothers or a Korean pop singer whose video was the first to hit a billion views on YouTube.
Oppan Gangnam Style.
The Big Bang in content has exploded the mass of mass media into a zillion fragments, most of which lack the critical mass to survive solely on ad revenue. So, who's going to pay for this stuff?
In this hour, we'll consider the particular challenges facing television, music, and journalism. But what we most want to know is whether the golden age of content is sustainable or just a supernova. A dying star burning exceptionally bright.